Governor Bill Haslam's plan to pay state workers for their performance is running into opposition, including from fellow Republicans. That's already led the governor to backtrack on one of the proposal's most controversial parts. Haslam has repeatedly tried to shake up state government. His latest proposal is to give the state's best workers the biggest raises. There's just one catch. Haslam wants to pay for these raises by doing away with longevity pay. These are bonuses almost all state workers get each year to stay with the government, sometimes as much as $3,000. Many workers wait all year for their longevity checks to arrive, says John Summers, head of the Tennessee State Employees Association.
And then you kind of go, okay, I can pay a few bills, I can catch up, I can pay for some tires on the car, we need to get a new washing machine, whatever. It kind of makes you feel a little bit better and kind of tides you over, at least briefly.
Summers hasn't spoken to many people who like Haslam's plan. Workers are also complaining to State Government Subcommittee Chairman Bill Sanderson, a Republican.
They just don't understand what we're up here trying to do. And I have to agree with them. Yes, we actually are shortchanging our employees, big time.
The harsh criticism has forced the governor to back off a little. He's promised to keep giving state workers the longevity pay they've earned so far, but those payments wouldn't get any bigger after this year. As of yet, that offer hasn't been enough to win over workers. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.